This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and it is the 23rd of August, 2010. Today I'm talking to Dr. Bob Bowman, the President of the Institute for Space and Security Studies, Executive Vice President of Millennium 3 Corporation, and retired Presiding Archbishop of the United Catholic Church. He flew 101 combat missions as a fighter pilot in Vietnam and directed the DoD Star Wars program under Presidents Ford and Carter. He has a PhD in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from Caltech and has lectured extensively at the National War College, Congressional Caucuses, the House of Lords, and other institutions. And his list of accomplishments just goes on and on. So please visit his site at thepatriots.us to find out more about his incredible career. Dr. Bob Bowman, thank you so much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, perhaps this is a backward way to introduce you to the audience, but perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what you're doing these days and what thepatriots.us is all about.
Well, the Patriots is an organization devoted to a government that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people. We're bringing people together from all across the political spectrum, from the far left, the far right, to come together, put our disagreements aside, and take back the country for the people. Once we have done that, there'll be plenty of time to discuss the best way to serve the people, because that's what we all want to do. And, disagreements about how exactly to have a healthcare system without the profit, the overhead, the red tape, and the interference between doctor and patient of the insurance companies by kicking them out of healthcare altogether. And then exactly how we implement that is something that the left and the right will have to discuss, from a single-payer national health program, as wanted by the left, to a return to pay fee-for-service that the libertarians want. We can discuss those things after we have taken back our country, because right now we have a fascist government, a government controlled by the corporations, and everything is for the profit of the wealthy elite, and we need the government that serves the people. In order to do that, we've got to get them to return to following the Constitution and to honoring the truth instead of continually lying to the American people. And so that's what the Patriots is all about.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with that mission objective, because it seems so obvious to me that one of the key ways in which the power elite managed to maintain their positions as power elite is to keep the public divided amongst one another over issues that are ultimately not of such profound significance that they couldn't wait to be dealt with later, at some later time. So absolutely, it's so important to bring these two sides of this phony division together again. And so that's why I think thepatriots.us is such an exciting idea. And I know that you are a proponent of 9/11 truth and have been speaking out on that subject for years. And I wonder how this relates to the 9/11 truth movement and the idea of bringing people together under something that doesn't have anything to do with the conventional left or right.
Well, that's one of the great values I see in the 9/11 truth movement. I mean, not only is 9/11 truth absolutely critical to ending the corporate wars of aggression and ending the taking away of our constitutional rights through things like the Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act, and ending the stealing of the financial resources of working Americans to pump all the money up to the billionaires. Not only is 9/11 truth critical to that, but it is so valuable in its own right because it has brought left and right together. People all across the political spectrum who understand that we have been massively lied to are coming together to promote the truth and to demand a new independent investigation of 9/11. So that's one of its great values, is that it shows that the left and the right can work together.
That certainly is true, but unfortunately, I think now as we stand at the brink of the 9th anniversary of 9/11, we see, I think, a majority of the people are starting to wake up and to question what really happened on 9/11, but unfortunately, I don't know if this is converting into political action in the way that it seemed to be headed on for so many years. What do you think of where 9/11 truth is now and where it's likely to be headed in the next few years?
Well, on the one hand, the 9/11 truth movement is growing, and more people are becoming aware. On the other hand, the 9/11 truth movement is being infiltrated by people who create divisions and who introduce non-essential items to get people to argue over them. And so we have to be vigilant to that and stick to the basis. You know, you get people arguing about whether or not there were really planes that hit the World Trade Center or whether it was just holograms. You get people arguing about, well, were there mini nukes in the basement of the World Trade Center, or were they destroyed by scalar Tesla weapons from space, and all sorts of ridiculous things that don't really matter to our basic mission. See, our mission in the 9/11 truth movement is not to prove how it was done and who did it. That's the job of the new investigation with subpoena powers. Our job is only to show that the official conspiracy theory told us by the Bush administration is impossible, is a lie, and therefore we need a new investigation to find out the truth and to find out exactly how it happened and who did it. We really should not speculate too much on the mechanisms for how it was done and the people who were involved. We don't need to do that. All we need to do is keep showing that the lies we have been told are impossible. And that is the way we can keep the 9/11 truth movement together.
Well, that's absolutely right, and it's so important to stress that, because as you say, the 9/11 truth movement is growing in numbers, and we really have demonstrated, I think, time and again, the absolute impossibility of the official conspiracy theory that we're being fed. But unfortunately, there are people who are, for whatever reasons, attempting to divert to different issues. So that's why I think the Patriots.us is one important political branch of a movement that might help to actually bring the truth and justice about 9/11 to the forefront. So tell us again about some of the people who were involved with the Patriots.
Well, we actually have 24,000 folks on our mailing list, and there's power in numbers and also safety in numbers. This is an organization that I created 28 years ago, and all of us at the Patriots are volunteers, our staff, our board of directors, everybody. We have generals and admirals from all the military services on our advisory board. We have professors from around the world, Australia and Egypt and Israel. So a varied group. And we are showing the big picture of how the government has been taken over by the corporations and what we need to do to take it back for the people. And, of course, 9/11 is an important part of that. And there are a lot of people out there who say, oh, yeah, we've been lied to. Okay, so so what? It's ancient history, and nothing's ever going to happen. One of the things that I do with my talks around the country is to show why it's important to expose the truth, why it is essential to expose the truth. Because, you know, after a couple of years of Barack Obama being president and the war is continuing, even though they say, well, you know, we're ending combat in Iraq, we've still got 50,000 troops there and probably close to 100,000 mercenaries. And, of course, we've got more than that now in Afghanistan, and the war is being extended into Pakistan, and they're talking again about the possibility of war against Iran. So it's obvious now that all of these corporate wars of aggression and the Patriot Act and everything is going to continue no matter which party is in power. So it's going to take a lot more than just, you know, getting your pet party elected, whether it's Republican or Democrat. It's obvious that they're both owned at the highest level by the same powerful interests, who want to keep 9/11 truth from coming out.
I couldn't agree more. Well, speaking of your speaking tour, I understand you're in the midst of an extremely extensive tour at the moment.
I am, and the schedule keeps changing a little bit, but there is a fairly up-to-date schedule on the website, thepatriots.us. The next event is in Reedley, California, on the 27th of this month, and then Fresno on the 28th, and then Bakersfield on the 29th, and San Luis Obispo on the 30th, and then we go to Southern California to the Los Angeles area, and there will be some events coming up in Los Angeles and Oceanside and San Diego, and then we head back toward Florida with events in Albuquerque and in several places in Oklahoma, and possibly one or two in Texas on the way home.
Certainly an incredible tour, so I certainly hope people will be checking that out at thepatriots.us. Dr. Bowman, I know you're very pressed for time today, so I will let you go at this point. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope we can speak again in the future.
You bet. Thank you, and keep up your good work.